Tonight's worst persons in the world, the bronze, to Theo Rossmulder, a part-time gold prospector in Australia, who was found by natives deep in the outback after he was lost without food or water for 4 days. Rossmulder survived by eating insects and termites. Look, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You do what you gotta do. It's just that Mr. Rossmulder said afterwards that the taste of the bugs wasn't, quote, too bad. And it's just that when he's not getting his butt lost while prospecting for gold, Mr. Rossmulder's day job is bug exterminator. You know, maybe you can cut down on the insecticides and just go to your house and chow down. The runner-up, speaking of bugs, Brian Sussman of KSFO Radio in San Francisco, which seems to produce an abnormally large number of radio guys who don't have time for the facts. Spouting the GOP talking points about Obama and expanding on them to claim Obama was running for Antichrist. Quote, he's giving this speech in Europe. He's talking about us being citizens of the world. I got news for you, dude. I'm not a citizen of the world. I live on this planet, but I'm a citizen of the United States of America. Got news for you, dude. Obama said he was a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. And the last guy who said something like that, I speak today as both a citizen of the United States and of the world, Ronald Reagan. Cool. A conservative too stupid to realize he just called Reagan the Antichrist. Dude. And our winner, Vice President Cheney. Seymour Hersh's reporting sometimes seems way out there, but usually he winds up having actually understated reality, so let's just keep this in the probably file for now. He told the Campus Progress Journalism Conference that in a meeting in the vice president's office, members of the administration sat around brainstorming ideas to provoke a war with Iran. Quote, the one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build 4 or 5 boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes to the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. That's the level of stuff we're talking about. Provocation, but that was rejected. Can you see this happening in Cheney's office? Sure you can. Can you see Cheney getting all happy and worked up and almost smiling? Sure you can. Can you see when they get to the part about Americans being killed and you can't do that, and he just stares at them all and says, so, Vice President Dick Cheney, today's worst person in the world.